Welcome to the HoustonTexans.com podcast.
Thank you, Mark, and thank you for listening to this Texans Today podcast at HoustonTexans.com. I'm Drew Doherty. Today is Wednesday, November 11th, and the Texans are off for their bye week. They're scattered across the country doing various things, and linebacker Brian Cushing is headed back to Southern California and his alma mater, USC. You got some time off coming up. What sort of fun stuff are you going to be doing here?
I'll probably go back to school for a little bit, go hang out. I think SC's playing at home this week against Stanford. Hopefully see that game. Just go out there and hang out for a little bit, you know, get your mind off football and really just relax for a week.
So when you go back for a game, you're on the sidelines, you're going to be up in the stands. How do you think that's going
to
go down?
No, I'll be in the stands. I don't want it to be a whole big thing. So I'll just go there and say what's up to the guys, and that's about it.
How much time do you take when you do something like that?
How much time do I take?
Yeah.
Not much. You know, I mean, it's a quick little week. You know, I mean, you just got to be short, but you got to enjoy it.
When you say you do get away from football, but it's still going to creep in, and you're still going to do some stuff.
Of course, you know, that's what we do. You got to be thinking about it. Got to be thinking about the upcoming matchup, and just getting ready for a big one.
All right. Another former Trojan is defensive tackle Sean Cody. He's excited about going home to Los Angeles as well, but his week will be much, much different than Cushing's, and everyone else's for that matter. What are you going to do with this week off you got?
I have a lot of plans for my bye week. I'm going to go home to L.A. and relax. That's a lot of things to do.
Relaxing for you is what?
Finding a good book, cuddling up to a fireplace, and indulging my intellectual side.
So it's a lot of masterpiece theater for you.
Yes, definitely. Heavy into poetry and other things of the arts.
Your week off to L.A. sounds different than Brian Cushing's week off to L.A.
Probably so. I'm married, and he's a single man. As would my trip to L.A. be different if I were single and not happily married?
Well, Sean, I hope the week of poetry and relaxation and fireplaces goes well.
It will definitely do good for my soul for the next upcoming 7 weeks.
Cushing and Cody headed west. Jacoby Jones heads east to Louisiana and New Orleans. He's excited about going home. All right, you got some time off, man. What sort of stuff are you going
to
be doing?
Well, I'm about to hit on this 6 o'clock flight to New Orleans, so I'm going to see the family and chill out with them for a minute.
Nice. What does that entail? What sort of stuff do you do when you go home?
Well, might head to Harris, something like that, and I know we have a little gathering at the house on Saturday. We cook a lot of food, gumbo, crawfish, stuff like that.
So you can eat some gumbo, right?
All day, 24/7.
You going to watch any football, college, pros, or are you just going to get away from it all?
I don't know. You know, I might say no, but then I might want to click in the channel, check in the score, then want to watch it. So, yeah, I probably want to watch it anyway.
Wide receiver Kevin Walter is not leaving the city of Houston. He's going shopping, and he's going shopping at a very interesting place with his wife. And what sort of stuff are you going to do with your extra time here?
I am sitting at home. Actually, I'm going to the Nutcracker Market. Yeah, my wife's, we're expecting our first child in 3 weeks, so we can't travel. You know, a lot of guys are getting out of town, so we're just going to relax here, get off my feet, and do some things around the house.
It'll be kind of nice, I guess, because you don't have to, the travel, everything that's involved in traveling, all that's some kind of low stress, right?
Yeah, exactly. Low stress, that's what it's all about. You know, it's my first time not leaving on a bye week, so I'm excited about it.
Nothing beats a Nutcracker, right?
That's right. Nothing beats a Nutcracker Market.
What is the most important thing that you will see at the Nutcracker?
I don't know. I think there's going to be some older women there with Christmas sweaters on, and I'm going to try to blend in. But, no, I'm not sure. My wife went to the past few years. I haven't been there, so I'm going to push her around maybe in a wheelchair because she's, 3 weeks expecting her first child. So she gets tired pretty easy, so I might push her around a little bit.
Weather permits, will you wear any old Christmas sweaters?
Oh, yeah, I'm going to rock a Christmas sweater for sure. I have to. I got to fit in.
We thank you again for listening to this Texans Today podcast. Make sure you stay here at HoustonTexans.com for all the information you could ever want to know about your favorite football team. I'm Drew Doherty, and I'm a Texan.
Ball time in Houston.